The Safety Bucks program is something that we started on in 1988, and I was hesitant to use this. We had tried some other things with a limited amount of success, but we went ahead and tried it, and it's had a tremendous effect on us, not only on our safety program, but also on our attendance program, our suggestion program. We have now started tying it into productivity at our Pennsylvania plant on a limited basis to see how it will work. The Safety Bucks program works like this. On a monthly basis, employees are awarded for their safe work habits. We initially started it out on a team-only basis, and we felt like after a while that really wasn't fair. One person could bring the whole team down. So now they earn Safety Bucks for their performance, their team's performance, and then entire plant performance. The employees then can redeem these bucks for merchandise or work items. And I've got a slide of one, what one looks like. It's like an S&H green stamp. It's got a little scratch-off thing on it where if they scratch it off and it's got the three matching symbols, they win an instant prize. They go to the personnel office and pick it up. If they don't have it, they lick it and they put it in their little book and save them like green stamps. Well, it appeals to many people because a lot of people, you know, have lottery fever and this kind of thing, and boy, they all be doing this kind of thing. But it also appeals to them because they can trade it in on merchandise, particularly wearables, things that have got the company logo on them, which are very important to them. And we found out, I found out at least, this was my personal testimony on this, earlier this summer, we were having our contract negotiations with a machinist for our next 3 years contract, and we got into this deal about insurance. You know, the company had always paid 100% and so forth. We had to get some help on that because of the cost increase and whatever. And we'd gone through this long, drawn-out thing about a day and a half. Finally, when we got to some resolution on that, our union president stood up. He's a big, burly guy, works in maintenance. He said, I'll tell you one thing. He said, you know, we may pay for part of our insurance, but if you're going to take them safety bucks away, we're going to have to put on the boxing gloves. And I knew right then we had a winner. So that's how we use those. The instant winner component is very popular, and it's the biggest factor in our safety program. Results, there's actually what one looks like. The little gray area up there at the top where you scratch it off. To win in the safety area, an instant prize, it'll have like three pair of safety glasses, hunting knife, and it's got the company logo laser engraved on the handle. They love that. Deer hunting is so big in Pennsylvania that one of our recognized holidays up there is the first day of deer hunting season. The plant closes down. That's one of their holidays. So they really enjoy these kind of things. This has been a fantastic program for us. Safety program results since the middle of 1987, this is kind of what we've done. Prior to that time, our accident frequency rates ran right up next to, or actually above, the industry statistics. We're in standard industry code 3715, truck trailer manufacturers. And the total recordable and lost time incident rate is very high. It's up there with construction and mining and some of these high-risk injuries or industries. Since we've started these programs, our accident frequency rates now run at one-third of the industry average. Our plant in Alabama has reduced its injury rate by 60%+ in the last 3 years. Last year, our Pennsylvania plant won the Truck Trailer Manufacturers Association Safety Contest in their division. 2 years before that, they were in last place. They came from like 12th or 13th to first in 2 years. I guess the most tangible thing, especially from a financial standpoint, is that this May, our company received a $350,000 retro premium refund from our workers' comp carrier for the policy year that was just finished. Now, it says in here, it says on the slide 350, it says in your handout 300. Actually, what it was, the check they sent us back was $300,000. They just told us not to pay the last month's installment, which was our April $50,000 monthly payment. Now, we may lose some of that back when we go back to table with them a year from now on some of these cases that are still open, but we don't think there'll be a whole lot of it. So we put maybe $30,000 to $40,000 in the Safety Bucks program last year, so right here is a tenfold return. That doesn't include the improvements that we've got in attendance and suggestions. Our Alabama plant has been the recipient of the Alabama Safety Council Award of Honor twice in the last 3 years. The industry averages for truck trailer manufacturers are, again, very high. They're right up there with construction, mining, those kind of things. total recordable, which includes all accidents, whether the person can come back to work or not, is 20.1, and lost time is 9.3. And these are the most recent statistics, came from the 1987 Bureau of Labor Statistics for Standard Industry Code 3715. This is a graph that shows our improvement over the last 4 years. It's kind of hard to tell the contrast, but the white column is total recordable. The blue column is lost time. You can see in 1986 that we're up around 17 on total recordable and up around 9 on lost time. This year, through the month of September, we're running about 7.5 on total recordable and right around, I guess it's 2.3 on lost time. And we are extremely, extremely proud of that. That's come as a result of a lot of hard work and some very strong commitments by our people, not our management, our people out in the shop. And we want to keep it that way. We want to keep it going down. Our goal, our continual goal, is to keep our total recordable below 10 and our lost time below 5. So we're there already. Our attendance program, the trailer industry runs at probably a little bit higher than even the national average for durable goods manufacturers. Our absenteeism at our plant in Alabama had been running in the 3.5, 4.5 range. This is unscheduled absenteeism. Our plant up in Pennsylvania had been running about 5 to 6%. We went back and we said we've got to have people come to work. That's got to be one of our number one goals. And we said, why not tie this into this Safety Bucks program? So what we did is that we tied it into the Safety Bucks program, and we said, this is how it will work. If you come to work this month and you have no unscheduled absence, that means a tardiness, an early departure, or you're not there, you'll get 2 Safety Bucks. And by the way, the value of these Safety Bucks in terms of hard dollars is 50 cents on the dollar. We said, if you come to work next month, there'll be a multiplier effect. This time you'll get 4. The third month that you come, it'll double again, you'll get 6. So a person who by the end of the year has had perfect attendance, you can see the multiplier effect that we'll have. Also, we said if you have perfect attendance, we'll kick in an additional 50 bucks at the end of the year. So by having perfect attendance, an employee can actually earn cash value somewhere probably in the $100, $120 range as far as merchandise. Last year, out of about 600 hourly employees in Elba, we had over 200 with perfect attendance, which we were real proud of.